We're good?
Yep, we're good to start.
I was going to say, damn it, Megan, but I don't know what I'm damning at you for.
Just to do it?
Damn it, Megan! I don't. It feels disingenuous now.
But there doesn't have to be a reason to say, damn it, Megan. I mean, you can always say it. Just say it.
So I need to put that on a shirt then.
Artsy people, get on it!
Hey, guys! What was that? I guess, was that our intro?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, guys! Welcome back, finally, to another episode of The Subject Tonight. I almost said Let's Play. I almost said it.
Well, I mean, that would be finally.
It would be, yes. Yes, it would be. But, welcome back to another episode of The Subject Tonight. You know who it is. It's the main man, Josh.
And I'm Megan.
She's in the building with me. I say that every time and I don't know why.
I am in the building. You're stating
yes,
facts.
I'm glad. We couldn't do this outside. This would be impossible. There'd be especially, too much extraneous noise.
Well, that and it's raining and...
That is also
that's
true.
That's bad for equipment.
That is. I've learned that firsthand.
Yeah.
I've tried to use a computer in the rain before and it's not...
That sounds like a bad decision.
Because it was. And I won't ever make that mistake again.
Were you inebriated?
No.
I was stupid. That's a really big word for drunk for some reason.
It's okay. I try to heighten your vocabulary.
Well, it's heightened. Consider it done.
Well, we got another episode for you, but you know how we always start this shit. Boop, 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 boop. Okay.
It's weird news.
It's weird news. It's weird news. And I think you should go first because I really like your story.
You guys know me. You're getting another animal weird news.
We need to find more stuff on Putin because we haven't found any on him for quite some time.
You know what? Next episode, I'm going to specifically look up
weird Putin news.
Yeah, and I'm going to type that into Google and just
like
see what
Putin
I get.
You're going to get like his face photoshopped onto a bunch of shit?
Yeah, it's probably going to be a lot of stuff to post to Instagram.
Probably.
I'm finally going to share another picture of his belly button. So be on the lookout for that next week, guys. This week, I'm going to talk about the woman that climbed into the Bronx Zoo exhibit to taunt a lion.
Great problem solving there.
So it says, you've heard of swimming with sharks, but what about dancing with lions? That's what one woman did Saturday at the New York City's Bronx Zoo when she climbed over the safety rail to the African lion exhibit.
Oh, Lord.
They have the whole thing on camera.
Oh, of course they do.
So she climbed over the railing and then stood just between... There's like a moat there,
yeah,
and it's like a 14-foot drop into the moat. But if the lion wanted to jump that, I'm pretty sure a lion
could. It absolutely could. People can jump that.
Yeah.
So like lions could most certainly jump that.
Because it doesn't say it's 14-foot wide. It says it's 14 feet deep.
Yeah, yeah. The lion could make that. Just looking at the picture, yeah, absolutely.
So she danced for the lion and continued to say hi to it over and over again.
Yeah, that's cause for eating.
I have a feeling that maybe she wasn't completely sober.
Probably not.
I don't think you can drink at the zoo, so I'm just going to take a guess and say that she came to the zoo drunk.
Pre-gaming
for the zoo.
That's what you got to do, man. If you don't find animals interesting, you got to figure out a way to make that fun.
But I guess the Bronx Zoo says they have a zero tolerance policy for antics of this sort. And although she hasn't been identified to the public, the zoo is currently filing criminal trespass report against her.
No tolerance.
So I'm going to take a guess and say she's not going to be welcome at the Bronx Zoo anymore.
Probably not. Or any zoo in the state, for that matter.
I don't think she should be.
I mean, if you're going to go through that much trouble to almost get eaten, I feel like you deserve that.
I agree.
I feel like.
I mean, maybe she was just sad. Maybe she wanted to get eaten. I don't know. I feel like there's better ways to do that than putting on a song and dance for a lion, though.
Especially to, like, go into, like, the lion exhibit at a zoo. I feel like that's, like, there are a lot of things that I think people do that are stupid.
Yeah.
A lot of things. But I feel like if your goal was to get eaten by an animal, you could have just, like, gone to the countryside and, like, ran into a bear. Or, like, any of the things that lead to, like, you being eaten and, like, getting off the map.
But
like,
really.
And in the lion exhibit, though?
Well,
at the zoo?
And did Harambe teach us nothing? Like, there's no reason to put an innocent animal at risk for being put down over your stupid antics. Dicks out for Harambe.
I forgot about Harambe. Although I don't,
how did
I don't
you
know.
Forget about Harambe.
Well, because to be honest, I felt like it was nonsense. But or at least that all the situations involving Harambe and his tragedy were fucking nonsense to me.
Harambe almost got voted president.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was about to say. I was like, I don't know how I could forget him when we had, I think it was like almost 10,000 votes.
Yep.
For Harambe for president. Literally a dead monkey got more votes than like some actual political people. That's saying something.
I almost voted election. For Herman Supreme. The guy with the boot on his head.
Get out.
He has some really good points,
Get
Josh.
The fuck out. I'm done. Damn it, Megan.
There. You knew you were going to have a reason to say it.
Oh, just like preemptively
exactly.
getting ready for the damn it, Megan?
You know that you're going to have a reason to say it eventually. You might as well just get it out there.
Okay. Well, damn it, Megan. Damn you. Not actually. I love you.
All right. Go ahead with your
okay,
weird news.
Okay, so my weird news is also fairly interesting. Happened in Michigan. You know me, I like titles. Michigan drivers shocked when billboard displays porn for 20 minutes.
Woo!
Police say a hacker may have been responsible for the explicit sex scenes shown to drivers on that Saturday night. The situation's simple. An electronic billboard. Oh, Lord. What the fuck? There we go. Yeah, an electronic billboard. Sorry, my phone decided to do some weird shit.
Like, it usually does.
That's fair. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty fair. But no. I'm going to say it again. Electronic billboard. I don't know how many times I said it. I'm going to say it one more time just for good measure. An electronic billboard. Near Auburn.
How many times are you gonna say Auburn this time?
Am I saying it right? Auburn.
Yeah,
is that how you say it?
A-U-B-U-R-N.
Yeah,
Auburn. Yeah.
Okay, that's like a color, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a burnt orange.
Anyway, Auburn Hills, Michigan. This is where this happened. This billboard, as they put it, aroused suspicion Saturday night after it started playing a porn video. The police say they received numerous calls about the graphic images on the billboard, and then it shows the location, which is irrelevant. These people are fucking stupid. It has some like testimonials from people who saw it that day because they were like not interrogated, but like questioned by the police,
interviewed and stuff. Yeah.
And one of them was like, "I came across the billboard, and it was something unusual. I saw two girls, lesbian porn." And another driver was like, I was looking up and it was like, oh, huh, wow, that's porn. Okay. And then moved on. And then they have like a Safe at Work video of like a portion of it that doesn't actually involve any titillation.
Yeah.
That's like in the article. But I think this is the most important part and the most interesting part is that although a site like this could have definitely led to distracted driving, the police said that there were no reports of accidents caused by drivers taking their eyes off the road to look at this body billboard, as they called it. So good job, Michigan.
Good
people
for safety.
Yeah, not being distracted by the porn, because I don't know what I would do if that happened. Just like pull over and just be like, huh.
I mean,
that's interesting to see.
If it's free, it's for me.
Well, I mean, well, no, we don't need to get in that, never mind. Oh, porn I watch is free, I'm just saying. But that's neither here nor there. So, what's on the docket for today,
well,
Megan?
When I was looking up weird news today, I came across an article, and it says random questions to ask a girl, and then in parentheses, or a guy for that matter. So I don't know why they titled it random questions to ask a girl.
I bet you that was the original title that was submitted, and then like one of the editors just kind of threw that in there, because otherwise it sounds sexist.
A little bit. Because so far from what I've read of some of these questions, they're not girl-centered. It's not like it's like, how big are your boobs?
Like, I mean, I feel like it's not a question that you ask a girl.
I mean,
I feel like, but
maybe you don't.
I guess that's fair. I like to believe that I'm a gentleman, so like.
So we're gonna play the random questions game today, where I ask you random questions and you give me the most random answers that you possibly can.
I can do that. That also sounds a lot better than what I had planned for today,
which was
nothing.
That does sound better.
Yeah,
like 10 times better.
Absolutely.
I mean, we can do an episode of just nothing, where we just sit here and we're like, hey, how's it going? I'm good. How
I don't,
are you?
I don't think... I have too many thoughts about current events to actually have a conversation about, like, actual nothing.
You know, one day we're going to have, a serious conversation, and everybody's going to be like, this isn't the subject tonight. I'm leaving.
They're going to riot.
Yeah.
Because we're not having fun. We're having
the artsy
real...
people will have nothing to do.
That's fair.
We have to give them something to do, Josh.
We already don't have artsy people, so it's...
We do have artsy people. I know that we have artsy people. They just haven't done artsy things for us yet.
Okay.
So artsy people, get on it.
Well, I think the reason why they don't is because we keep telling them to. I feel like if they like the content enough that they want to make it on their own, then we can capitalize. But I feel like we keep telling them to do it, and that's what's causing them to not want to do it.
Damn it, Josh.
Okay.
You're right.
You can damn it me back. That's fine.
Thank you. I did.
I got too deep there for no reason. That's not what we need to do. We're here for the funnies.
RT people, tweet at me if Josh is right. I'll stop asking. I promise. Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
Question
let's
number one.
Let's do it.
What word do you always misspell?
What half the English language? What word do I always misspell? Together.
Why? It's to get her.
I never thought about it that way, actually.
That's how you spell together. Get her.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a nerd, right? Yeah. So, I see Togi and I think Togepi.
Yeah.
From Pokemon.
Yeah.
And, Togither is how I hear that in my head. Yeah. And so, I've always, when I was young, I would spell it T-O-G-E-Y-ther. Because I heard Togither, not together.
I don't know where you're at where you're hearing Togi there.
I don't know. I was a stupid little boy. I did lots of stupid things. But that is a word that I had to spend a lot of brain power to fix the spelling of, because I would always spell it wrong. Don't know why.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I know why. I'm pretty sure I just gave you the explanation as to why.
Yeah, I was going to say, but.
Don't know why I made that association. That's weird.
Do you think it would count if it's a word that I mistype all the time?
I think that's fair.
Because for some reason, I can't spell the word because when I type. When I say it out loud, it's B-E-C-A-U-S-E. It kind of just bounces.
B-E-C-A-U-S-E? It sounds like you're a cheerleader. B-E-C-A-U-S-E. Okay.
What does that spell? Because! No, but every time I type it, I type B-E-C-U-A-S-E.
Oh.
And it's every single time I type it.
That's
without fail.
I think that counts as misspelling.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Okay. This is one of my favorite ones.
Okay.
What is the ugliest vegetable?
So wait, did you still want me to give random answers or did you want me to give truthful answers?
It can be truthful, but it can also be random. If you want to say not a vegetable, go for it. But
that doesn't answer the question, and that's also pointless.
You could say babies.
You're awarded no points, and may God have mercy on your soul. But no, the ugliest vegetable to me, I don't know a lot of vegetables, honestly, I don't eat them. I'd say that the ugliest vegetable to me is an eggplant.
Yes.
I think eggplants are fucking weird.
I wasn't thinking that, but now I am. I was gonna say a gourd.
Yeah, but gourds are basically squashes, and I don't think those look weird. I mean, they look, well, no, they look weird, but it's not the ugliest vegetable. It's just weird looking.
It is.
But I feel like there's a difference between weird and ugly.
That's true. But eggplants are purple.
Yeah.
It's the only purple vegetable I can think of.
Yeah, fucking weird.
Oh no, there are purple onions.
And then I think that the eggplants that I'm thinking of are the ones you see at the store that have been there a little too long. Because those are the only ones that I see,
and
they
start to
they get wrinkly and it's just nasty.
They just look old.
Yeah,
they
look
people.
Old people in a vegetable. Yeah, you see, we're on the same page there. We're on the same page, Megan.
What product would you stockpile the shit out of if you found out they weren't going to sell it anymore?
Fuck, a lot.
Reese's Puffs.
But actually, maybe not Reese's Puffs, but Reese's Cups. Absolutely. I would buy all the fucking Reese's. Or no. If I found out they were stopping the seasonal varieties of Reese's, I would stock up on all of those motherfuckers. I'd get all the trees, all the pumpkins, all the eggs, all of them. Every single one.
Do they taste different than regular Reese's?
Technically they do, but we don't need to get into that.
But why?
So think about how it's made, right? So the normal cup, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a cup of chocolate with peanut butter in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So you're dealing with two kind of layers of chocolate. The chocolate that's right next to the peanut butter and then the chocolate of the actual cup.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Whereas all the other shits are basically just peanut butter shapes of those things covered in chocolate. There's no cup. So there's no, like, additional chocolate.
So it's just extra peanut butter.
Yeah, basically, with some chocolate. Okay. Whereas the other one's a bit more of a mix of both.
Have you ever had peanut butter and Oreos?
No, and I think it's fucking disgusting.
But if you've never had it.
I don't like peanut butter.
So I can't have peanut butter anymore because I found out I'm allergic, which really sucks because I love peanut butter. But as a kid, I used to dip Oreos in peanut butter because I saw it on the movie Parent Trap. Oh. And I thought that was a really cool concept, so I started doing it all the time. And it is delicious.
I'm happy that you feel that way, but I don't.
They make peanut butter Oreos.
I'm aware.
It's just like a peanut butter Oreo.
I'm not about that life. I'm just not. Well, okay, I amend my statement. They're not disgusting. I just don't like peanut butter.
But you like Reese's.
Yeah, but that's not actual peanut butter. That's like sugar-fied peanut butter.
Okay.
There's a difference. Like, eat some peanut butter and then eat some Reese's peanut butter, and there's a very clear difference between the two. I don't like normal peanut butter. Like normal pickles, but I like relish. Because, like, it's pickles, but, like, a bunch of shit's been done to it to make it not taste like pickles.
I'm exactly the opposite. I love pickles, and I hate relish.
Well, stop being fucking weird.
You're the one that's weird.
No, you're the one that's weird. Damn it, Megan.
Damn it, Josh.
Let's go. Next question.
What is the absolute worst movie you've ever seen? And don't say Frozen. You have to have seen a worse movie than
Frozen's
that.
Not a bad movie. Frozen just does a lot of things that make me mad. There's a difference. Oh my god. Shit. I'm like going through my movie history here. I think, like, factually, the worst movie I've ever seen is probably a tie between The Room and, like, one of the VeggieTales movies.
You take that back.
I take that back?
VeggieTales is amazing.
Okay. Have you watched VeggieTales recently?
I mean, not recently. I used to as a little kid all the time.
Yeah, of course you did as a little kid. But, like, watch it now. Go ahead. Do it. I dare you.
We Are the Pirates That Don't Do Anything was my favorite. I used to sing that song all the time.
You know what? I'm in my statement again. It's The Room.
Okay.
It's The Room.
As long as VeggieTales is not your absolute number one.
That's not. It's like the VeggieTales series as a whole is pretty down there, but it can't be the worst. There are some moments of VeggieTales I legitimately enjoy.
So mine would probably have to be Zombievers.
What?
Yeah, it's called Zombievers. You can still watch it on Netflix.
What?
It's a movie about zombie beavers, and if you get bit by one, you turn into a zombie beaver, even if you're a human. You grow a tail, and your teeth grow out, and you get claws, and there's...
So it is like were-beavers, or like zombie beavers?
They're supposedly zombie beavers, because it's called Zombievers, but it kind of is a were-beaver kind of thing. Is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Wait. Are the beavers, like, actually undead things? Or are they,
so, like, if you kill them and if you don't, like, chop their head off or whatever, like, they come back.
Okay.
So there are actual zombies.
Yes. Then. Okay.
But they have the ability to bite you and then turn you into a zombiever.
That sounds dumb.
It's real dumb.
You know what else is dumb? Zombie Strippers. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Also pretty dumb. I'm pretty sure you can't watch it on Netflix, but it's also pretty dumb. Yeah, Zombie Strippers. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful bit of bad cinema.
Oh, I don't want to answer this question.
I will. Go ahead.
What's the grossest sounding English word?
The grossest sounding English word?
And if you say the word that I think you're
going to... Well, I know a lot of people are going to think moist, but I don't think that's the worst sounding English word.
It makes me cringe. Like, my whole body just shivers.
Can you tell me why?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fair.
I think it's because your mouth physically gets moist when you say the word. It's like it has to be for you to say the word.
But there are lots of things. I'm not even going to tease you. I was going to just use the word in like three ways in the same sentence. But I was like, no, I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to do that to you. I think the grossest sounding English word, to be honest, I don't know. I don't know if I can answer that one. I don't really have one that's like gross.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. Like, there are lots of words that I have like a gross connotation with, because like the word is talking about something gross, like diarrhea.
Yeah.
But I don't think the word diarrhea is gross on its own, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe like gonorrhea or like syphilis. But even then, I don't think those words are gross. I think what they're talking about is gross.
Yeah.
So, like, eh.
I think my second gross word would probably be schmegma.
Is that how you say it? I thought it was smegma.
It might be. I don't know. I might be putting an extra H in there where there doesn't belong.
You know what? I lied. That can be the gross word. That's just a really...
It's not just a gross connotation. It's also kind of a gross word.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me that exists.
You're welcome.
Because that's not where my brain went.
Yeah, keep that in your brain.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to. Next question.
Okay, finish this sentence. There are two types of people in this world.
People who like Reese's and people who don't. No. Fuck. So, like, I have lots of different versions of this statement, but about lots of different things. So, like, there are, like, the one that I probably use the most often is there are two types of people in this world, those who clap on 1 and 3 and those who don't. But, like, that's probably the one that's the most widespread out of all the ones that I've said. So
I've definitely heard you say that multiple times.
Friends, real friends, don't let friends clap on 1 and 3, Megan. They don't. Because they care. They care.
So, do you remember Colton Martin?
Yes.
And I'm not even bleeping his name out in this episode because I don't give a shit. But he had the worst rhythm ever.
Yeah.
And so all I can picture when people are clapping on 1 and 3 is Colton going.
Just not understanding rhythm and clapping when he felt like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, there are two types of people in
this
world.
He was also in choir and couldn't really sing very well, but no. I'm not going to disparage him here. I'm pretty sure he knows that on his own.
Yeah, I hope so. If he doesn't, he does now. Hey, Colt, what's up?
Nothing against you, buddy.
I mean...
Well, okay, never mind. Apparently there is something against you.
It's a long story. One that doesn't need to happen on this podcast.
That's fine. We can go ahead and move on.
God, there are two types of people in this world. Those that can say the word axolotl and those that can't. Or those that can spell the word axolotl and those who can't.
I am not one of them. Nope. I can say it, and when I see it, I know that that's the word.
Yeah.
But I can never put it on paper, ever.
A-X-O-T.
There's a Y in there somewhere? Nope.
No, it's just...
There's not?
No.
Oh, well, fuck. I'm already wrong.
There's a silent L on A-X. Maybe I'm one of the people that can't. A-X-O-L-O-T-L. Yeah. Got it.
You know what I'm thinking about whenever you were trying to say that word?
What?
I am the A-X, L-L-E-N-D-E-R. We are meant to be. Okay, we can be done. I've been re-listening to that soundtrack because I just have.
Have you listened to Book of Mormon yet?
No, I haven't because I'm an awful person and I'm sorry.
It's okay. I forgive you, but you should.
I did find that they have not only just the like actual soundtrack on Spotify, but they also have the instrumental versions of all the songs on Spotify, which is wonderful.
Karaoke?
Yes, they do, which is wonderful. But more importantly, they also have like covered versions of those same songs in an album. I didn't know about that.
The Hamilton mixtape.
Yep, didn't know that.
Thing. Not Thrown Away My Shot is one of the best ones on there.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Absolutely. Listen to half of that on the way here.
Okay. What is your dream car?
My dream car? It's not something you would expect from me.
Okay.
A Prius.
Really?
Yeah.
You're right. I did not expect that. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because it gets really fucking good gas mileage.
Yeah, that's true. My grandma has a Prius.
No one I have ever met who has ever owned a Prius has been unsatisfied with said Prius. Ever. I'm not the kind of person who wants like a super big car because I need to prove that my dick is big, or like any sort of like really nice like, sports car or anything like that. Yeah. I just need a thing that gets me from fucking point A to fucking point B.
For sure.
And the thing that gets me there the most efficiently is, like, the only thing that I care about. And I did, like, it was for some random finance class I took at Franklin. But there was, like a dilemma where, like, we had to, like, weigh the pros and cons and operating costs of switching, like, one of the Franklin's, like, company vehicles. And, like, it needed to, like, transport people, and we had to come up with, like, a good reason and why. And, like, they told us the information about the, like, the current company vehicle, and then, like, we're like, hey, figure out a different plan. And the only vehicle that we thought we could do shit with, because it's the only vehicle we could find information about, was, like, the vehicle that, like, transports the president and, like, other people that are, like, not a large group of people.
Yeah.
Like, two or more, or two or less, basically. And so we were like, yo, you should change out whatever vehicle that is, because it's got awful gas mileage, to a fucking Prius, because that shit is dope. And then from there, I did my own individual research into cars, and I was like, yeah, that sounds like a good car. So it's my dream car, because it's the car that I want.
So I don't think that many people will be able to guess what my dream car is, only because it doesn't make sense for me as a person.
It's a Harley Davidson.
No. It's a 1969 El Camino.
Yeah, not, no, what? Why? What? What?
First of all, the El Camino is the mullet of cars. It's business in the front, party in the back. I absolutely love it. But 1969 okay. is the first year that they put a V8 engine in the El Camino. So it's got power, and it's also got a mullet.
Okay, you know what? You know what? Okay, yeah, that just happened.
But I would need to learn how to drive a stick.
Those words just came out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna damn it. That's fine. We're just gonna be. You know what? We heard it. It was said.
You know what? I feel like some listeners will respect me for that.
Well, you know what? I don't disrespect you for it. I just. No, didn't see that coming
nope.
in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I also don't see your 6'6" self in a Prius, but...
Well, the Priuses aren't, like, small car. I mean, they're, like, small in comparison to some other vehicles, but they're like, roomy in the inside. They really are.
Okay.
I've been in one. I've been in several.
I mean, I've been in one, too, but my grandma's is actually kind of small. Maybe well, she just has a different model.
She has, like, the older models are smaller.
Yeah,
but, like, the newer models are, like, bigger.
So that's why. Yeah. If you say so.
Don't test me, Megan.
Okay.
I know my cars.
Okay.
I'm saying you probably know more about cars than I do. Fucking mullet. What the hell?
Trying to find a good one. Because some of these are like, what quote do you try to live by? No. We don't need that.
Oh, we don't? Oh, okay.
I mean, we can. Do you want that?
There is a quote
I try to live okay. by. Okay. That was me going back in time and taking back what I just said.
You Josh. You can't take words back, Megan.
But I just did. Did you not hear me go?
Okay. You know what? We're just going to go with it. We're rolling with it.
Josh, what quote do you try to live by?
So I try to live by a bunch of them. I think the one that's like the most, like the one that speaks the most to my character and to my soul. I don't remember the exact words, so I'm just going to use my, like, bastardization of it right now. But it's basically, like, you get out of this life what you put into it. So, like, have passion in everything that you do.
That's beautiful.
It was much more beautiful than what I just said, but that's the gist of it, basically.
Yeah.
It's a lot more words, too. The actual quote. I don't remember what it was.
I don't know if I... The only quote that I try to live by is a quote that I have up there on that mantle back in the corner. My dad, for freshman year, gave me a picture frame, and it's a quote by Abraham Lincoln that just says, "Whatever you are, be a good one."
Mm.
And it was the last thing my dad ever gave me before he died. So I've tried to kind of live by that.
That's fair.
Quote. So like, I'm a correctional officer. I try to be a good one. I'm a friend. I try to be a good one. I'm a pet mom. I try to be a good one. Like, and I mean, it's kind of just one of those simple quotes that you really don't think about all that often, but it kind of sticks with you.
That's fair.
If that makes sense.
That's fair.
But I don't necessarily live by it. I just try to be a good person. Like...
I think that says more than like half of the current planet. So at least you're trying, right?
Oh, I like this one. Do you think the world would be a better or worse place if everyone could suddenly read each other's thoughts?
Oh. Oh, God, the world would be worse. It'd be so much worse.
Oh, hell yeah.
Immediately. It would be so much worse. And then whenever we as a people, as a race, learn to deal with that and then learn to control our thoughts, I think that we would be much better people for it. But goodness, no. There'd be anarchy. There'd be chaos. There'd be lots of things if people could hear into the inner workings of someone's mind. It would be crazy and make a lot more sense of a lot of different things.
I don't need to know what's in a lot of people's minds.
I don't either.
There are a lot of people where I can already tell what's on their mind by what comes out of their mouth. And it's like, I don't need to know what you think about in private because I already don't respect what you talk about out loud.
But actually, Donald Trump. But actually, though.
If you lived in a tribal society, what role would you play? I.e., hunter, gatherer, shaman, chieftain.
So, I think about this in a multifaceted. Why can't I ever just give simple answers to anything? my answer to this is multifaceted because I think that, given my size and stature, I would more than likely be either one of the best hunter-gatherers, and probably because of it, the chieftain. Or, based on who I am as a person and what I like to do, I would be like a shaman/healer/doctor person.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's basically what old school like shamans were. They were basically just like people who had knowledge of like... Well, really just people who had knowledge.
And you're like, a very about knowledgeable
how
guy.
The body works and how to set bones when they break and like a bunch of other shit that's like literally just practical. Like shit that we should know now and still don't.
Yeah.
So I feel like what speaks to me most, like if I could choose, right, I would be probably a lot shorter and be a shaman of like my people. Or like if I didn't get to change myself when I went into this scenario, I would just be the best hunter-gatherer and then probably a chief.
Yeah, with your size and stature, people would not want to take you on.
Yeah. Or at least if they did, they'd be dumb.
I would probably be one of those, like, just a gatherer. I'm not good at hunting at all.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Oh, is that cat?
Scared the fuck out of me.
Oh, my God. Ichabod's coming to podcast with us.
Just straight up, like, touched the back of my head. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Hi, cat. Hi.
Ichabod, go away. Nobody wants you right now. Go. He's not listening to me. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But I'm not good at hunting. I'm not good at anything medically. I'm definitely not leadership material. So I'd just be a gatherer. I'd be like Nakome in Pocahontas, just out there getting corn.
You know, one thing I think is very often overlooked in situations like these, the people who like weave and make shit.
Like a craftsman?
Mm-hmm. I think you'd be a good one of those.
I might make a decent craftsman.
Like, you wouldn't need to be, like, someone who went out and got shit. You would just, like, work with the things that, like, people like me brought back for you. So, like, we'd give you a bunch of animal skins and you turn into, like, I don't know, like, leather arm.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine.
My cat just knocked the lamp over.
You just freaked out and I just freaked out and we just freaked out together. And it was okay. It was okay.
Okay, let's move on to the next one.
And I think I accidentally just farted. I'm sorry.
He scared the fart right out of you. When is lying the right thing to do?
Fuck. So I'm watching The Good Place right now.
Such a good show.
And technically lying is never the best thing to do. That's a stupid answer. I think that lying is the right thing to do if telling the truth hurt someone more. Well, no, hang on. Because I feel like I can't just say this statement. I have to like make the statement make sense.
Yeah.
Because effectively, like, if the truth is detrimental to someone's life, I feel like lying is the better option.
Yeah.
So, like, say, for example, like, I would have been better off never knowing that I was an accident baby.
Oh.
But, like, well, you didn't know that, did you?
No.
Okay, well, there you go. Just giving out the truth bombs today. But no, like, I probably would have been okay just, like, assuming that I was planned like my brother and everything about my life wasn't an absolute mistake and I felt like I ruined my parents' lives.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens when you tell, like, an 11-year-old that. So I feel like it would have been better to lie to me about that and just let me live not knowing the truth. Because since then, I tried very, very hard to never be a burden for anyone. And that all I believe that all stems from the fact that I know that I wasn't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
If my parents had their proper way. So.
That makes a lot of sense. See, I'm the exact opposite in that scenario, where I found out in great detail that I was not an accident, and I didn't need to know any of those details. I really wish I would have been lied to, or at least withheld the truth from. So I have to agree. If it's going to alter someone's life significantly in a way that they're not going to get over.
Or it's just, like, generally detrimental to, like, their viewpoint of life or what have you. Then I think that in that situation, that's really the only other time that I would consider lying the best option. Because in basically any other situation, whether you want to or not, I feel like it's more important to tell the truth. Or at least some version of it, right? Because I think not everyone needs to hear all the details about everything. But at the same time, I think it's important to, like, say the truth of whatever matter we're discussing at the time. Because saying anything else is more of a problem. And I know that because I used to be a pathological liar.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad that you're
dropping all the truth bombs today.
I'm glad that you're not that thing anymore.
I'm glad I am not as well.
Yeah.
I wanted to change myself. I wanted to be better.
Well, you are better.
I like to believe that.
You're the best version of Josh that you can be.
I'm the best version. I hope so.
Okay. If you opened a restaurant, what kind of restaurant would it be?
Fucking burgers, dog. Like, I flip a mean-ass burger. I want to share my culinary arts with, I don't know. That's a joke.
hey, in the beginning, I asked for random-ass answers, and I got a random-ass answer right there.
No, actually, though, I do think, like, burgers and fries is kind of, like, my go-to, like, not really, like, comfort food meal, but, like, that's just, like, straight up, like, thing I could eat every day and be okay kind of meal.
Yeah.
So, like, I really do think that if I open my own restaurant, I would want to, like, open up a burger place, like a Five Guys or something like that.
I would want to open up a restaurant that's not normal, if that makes sense. Like, it's not a burger joint or an Italian joint or a, you know, like, because there's an Olive Garden on every corner. Like, there's a McDonald's on every corner. You can get, you know, these things anywhere. I would want to open up, like, an Indian restaurant or a Korean barbecue place or somewhere that you can get food that you don't normally get.
Yeah.
But I would want to set it up somewhere like downtown Franklin, where it's just, like, in the middle of this small town where you're like, I wouldn't expect to find Korean barbecue here. I wouldn't expect to find Indian food here. I wouldn't expect to find XYZ here.
That's fair. I think that's fair. So, I'm gonna add to my answer. So, like, just to that same point, I think I wouldn't want to just, like, make a place or have a place that just, like, makes those things. I would also want it to be different in some way. And so I think what I would more akin really do is something more of like a Red Robin, like a gourmet burger.
Ooh, yes.
Type place, because I feel like those don't exist. I feel like there's a lot of places that just serve burgers.
Exactly.
But they don't serve, like, high quality burgers.
Completely understand.
And I feel like there's no reason why a burger can't also be a high quality burger.
Absolutely. I would want you to make something like Ann's Omni Burger, though. I don't know if you've ever had Ann's Omni Burger now that I've said that.
What is that?
It's got two patties, cheese, like three different types of cheese, jalapenos, bacon, ham, oh my god, onions. Anyway, the sandwich is like, it stands this freaking tall, and I know nobody else can see this, but my hands are pretty wide apart. But like, it's huge. How big is this fish story? But, like, you literally have to, like, take some of the ingredients off in order to fit it in your mouth, even if you squish it down. It is so big. But it apparently is one of the best burgers ever. I've just never had the balls to try it.
So, there's a place that, like, you know my cousin. At least yeah. You should know my cousin, Q. He's a hoot. But, that's a good way to describe him.
He's a hoot.
Goodness Lord, you can hear my southern coming out. But, freaking, he still does, but he like used to drive. He's doing something different now, but like, he used to drive for like this company that like gives like produce to like restaurants and stuff. So he like go all the places, and this place in Danville, which is not somewhere I would have ever thought I'd have a reason to go to, because it's like just west of Indianapolis, like far enough away that like I never have a reason to go there, but close enough that like I can go there sometimes.
Yeah,
it's I pass through there to get to Ross's house because I have to. But they have this place called Diesel's Grill, like Diesel's Bar and Grill.
Okay.
And it definitely sounds like the kind of place that's like cheap food, huge portions, like all kinds of small town wonderful place nonsense, right?
Yeah.
But they have this burger called the Mouthful, and it is basically kind of what you described, except it's like three giant patties, and I think each of the patties themselves is like a pound, and then like cheese and bacon in between them, and like these giant ass buns. And
that sounds fantastic.
It is wonderful. Yes, I've had it twice. And they have this challenge that Q tried once because he's that kind of person.
Yes.
Where you have to eat two mouthfuls and a pound of fries.
Did he win?
No.
Oh.
No.
I was going to say, go Q.
But he got close. Never seen him put away that much food in my entire life. Never saw it. Never thought it was possible.
I think the most food I've ever put down in my life was when I was 14. I put down 4 cheeseburgers, 2 large fries, 2 Cokes, and an ice cream cone.
That sounds like a normal day for me.
I wanted to die. I don't know how you do it. I mean, I know that you're 6'6", but...
That's how.
Yeah.
And I had to grow this large.
Yeah.
So there had to be things in me to make me grow.
That's true.
So the largest, like, amount of food that I've ever consumed in one sitting, I will say, I was like, I don't know, fucking, I think 11 or 12. I was at my grandma's house, and my grandma has, like, 8 kids who all also have kids. And what we did was just spent time at my grandma's house whenever, like, it was free babysitting, basically.
Yeah.
Like, whenever my parents needed us to not be at home, we were just at grandma's house, because she wasn't working.
Yeah.
Like, she just had the house, and, like, her husband did nothing with his life, so, like, we were just always people there to watch kids, so our kids were always there. And my grandma, because she cooked this large for, like, her actual family, but then she also cooks that large for all of her, like, extended family and grandkids, like, just made a shit ton of stuff all the time. Like, she just lived in the kitchen. And one time she made this like giant, like, you know how they have those like normal cooking pots, right?
Yeah.
And they've got those like industrial size like silver pots that they make like a shit ton of stuff in.
Yeah.
She made one of those of rice. Don't remember what she was using it for, but I ate half of it because I was hungry.
Of I hadn't eaten rice? That
day of rice. Straight up ate half of it.
That's just empty carbs.
Yup.
Oh my god. No. I can eat like this much rice and then I'm done for the day.
No, it's not to say I was like not dying for the like that day and the day after.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm surprised that you pooped.
The problem was that I didn't. But no, like shortly after I was done, I was like, cool, I ate a bunch of food. I'm satisfied now. And then I started walking over to the place that was my room, and then I threw up twice. But like, yeah, I just ate it because it was just there and ready.
Yeah.
So I was just like, fuck it. I guess we're eating rice. I'm hungry. And this is what's made right now. And grandma's not home. So I'm just going to eat some rice.
Yeah.
And she was really mad at me, but also incredibly impressed. And wanted to make sure I was okay. She talked about sending me to the hospital, but I was like, I don't feel like hospital bad. I just ate a lot.
Yeah.
And she's like, honey, you're not supposed to eat that much. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But I was hungry.
I know that now.
But I was hungry.
Did you learn your lesson, though, Josh?
Yes. Yes,
I
did.
That's all that matters.
Yes, I did. And now I try to give myself time. Because obviously when you eat too fast, like, your stomach doesn't give the right signals to your brain that you're done. So, like, anytime that I eat, I, like I eat my portion and then I wait.
Yep.
To see if I really need more or if I just want more. And then sometimes if I want more and I feel like I have the room for it, I'll eat more anyway. But other times my eyes are bigger than my stomach and then I die.
Yeah. Me at any Chinese restaurant I go to, eyes are always bigger than my stomach and then I die. I usually have to take a nap afterwards. What I call a happy nappy.
Happy nappy?
Because you just take a little nap, you wake up, you're happy, you're good to go. You're probably still hungry.
Is it like after Chinese food specifically, or just like all food in general?
All food in general. If you take a
nap, it's a happy nappy.
It's a happy nappy.
So we black people have a term for that. I'm pretty sure you know what it's called.
Is it not happy nappy?
No, it's not happy nappy. It's called the itis. I don't know why it's called that. That's just the thing. Where, like, whenever you're, like, full and you're happy so you're full, so, like, you rest.
Yeah.
That is the itis.
It's the itis.
So, I'm glad that you have...
My own term for the itis.
Yes. You're happy nappy.
My happy nappy.
That says a lot more about our cultures than I
than you
originally
cared.
Had thought. So, thank you. Thank you for enlightening me, Megan.
No problem. You can use it anytime that you want.
Happy nappy?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. Never saying those words ever again. Pretty okay with that.
Today's hashtag will be hashtag happy nappy.
That's what we should name this episode.
I will.
Happy nappy. I love you.
Well, that's all the questions that I had on that page.
That was fun.
That was fun.
We should do that more often. Just find random questions and learn more about each other.
I'm A-okay with that. This was a fun episode.
I agree.
Hashtag happy nappy.
Hashtag no. Hashtag never again.
Ooh,
hashtag still on patrol.
Let's put up a poll for who did it better. Is it the itis or is it happy nappy? And then we'll let the people decide.
See, I feel like you shouldn't do that because I feel like people of one ethnicity are going to pick one and people of one ethnicity are going to pick the other. But okay.
So you're saying that this poll will start a race war?
I mean, I'm afraid it's going to start something.
Oh. Gonna be starting something. Got to be starting something.
Stop it.
You want to be starting something.
Damn it, Megan. Also, and you weren't privy to this, so this is news to you. By the time this will air, if you haven't already, you should have seen something on my Twitch page. Not my Twitch page. My Twitter and Facebook page. There's a fun little poll there, and you should check it out if
Yay!
You haven't already.
Is this for what to name the new Josh Plays Tonight?
Yes.
Everyone go get on it. I didn't say artsy people this time.
Good.
But the artsy people should also take the poll. Don't feel like you can't take the poll.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't they be able to take the poll, Megan?
Because I don't want them to feel like I'm asking them to again, because you said that I'm asking them to, and that's why they're not doing
it. No, you're asking them to make artsy stuff.
I'm just encouraging them to release their inner art, because they should be able to do that.
Yeah, but what if their inner art has nothing to do with us?
Then that's sad. That makes me sad.
That's sad.
All right, guys.
Well, yeah, it's been great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we can end it there.
Go take the poll. Let
Absolutely.
Us know what we're going to call the new Josh Plays Tonight. Yeah, I'm Megan.
I'm Josh.
And we'll see you guys
next time. Bye-bye.
You want to be starting something. You got to be starting something. Stop looking at me like that. I'm just dancing and singing.
You need to let it go, Megan.
Let it go. Let it go.
Don't make me hurt you.